Yes, ma'am.
My name is Alvina Nelson.
Ms. Nelson, Ms. Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing at this time, Ms. Nelson. Ms. Holloway.
What kind of hearing?
Yes, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing at this time, so just hold on to the phone.
Good afternoon, Ms. Nelson. How are you this afternoon? Ms. Nelson?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Nelson, could you please state your full name and ADC number for us for the record?
What?
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
I can't hear you.
Ms.
Would you say this? Would you state your name and your ADC number for the record?
I can't hear what he's saying.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Ms. Nelson,
can you hear us?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Okay. Good afternoon. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Take my ADC number?
Could you please give us your full name and give us your ADC number for the record?
Oh, Alvina Nelson, ADC number 234559.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Nelson. You're going before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members conducting your hearing today. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us, representative of the Department of Correction, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Turner. Ms. Nelson, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
I can't hear what you're saying.
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form advising you of the board's hearing today. According to the documentation that we have, you signed this form on August 14th.
Hello? I can't hear what you're saying. They turned up the volume all the way up. I can't hear what you're saying.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Can you hear me now?
No.
There's nothing she can say now.
I can't hear what he's saying. Yeah, I can't hear what he's saying. I told him, like, we turned it up all the way. I still can't hear what he's saying.
Hello?
Are you there? Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, I can hear that. I can hear. You're on speaker. Go ahead. I'll translate for her. Apparently she can't hear you. She's the only one.
Okay, Ms. Nelson, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form notifying you of this board's hearing today. It looks like you signed that form on August of 14th. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
You recall signing the form that you were having a hearing today? Signing a form? That your steward gave you, do you recall signing a form that your steward gave you for a hearing today? I didn't sign that form. She said she did not sign a form.
Okay, we do have a form that she signed on August 14th. She signed the form in CO3, it looks like maybe K.
Yeah, I heard CO3 standing here. He said, yes, she did sign the form.
Yes, she did sign the form.
Did I keep that form or you keep it? Oh, I don't remember. Okay.
Okay, on that form, Ms. Nelson, you were advised of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Are you representing yourself today or did you hire an attorney? I didn't hire an attorney. So are you representing yourself today? Yes. But I can't hear what you're saying.
Okay, this time I'm going to swear Ms. Nelson along with Mr. Turner in. Ms. Nelson, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? And do you so affirm?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Turner?
I do.
Okay. Ms. Nelson, the hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination.
Hello, I can't hear you. She turned off the speaker.
No, listen. You should be able to hear me.
I can't hear him. Okay, come over here, down right here.
I don't understand why you're holding the phone. You have two allegations on the warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need to say whether the allegation is true or false. Do you understand?
I have to come to war?
You have two allegations on the warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you.
A what? Did you say a what?
Yes, on the warrant.
Okay. Are you going to read them to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, the first allegation on the warrant states you're violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision, number 7, as demonstrated by the abuse of methamphetamine on or about June 28, 2018, per the test lab report dated July 23, 2018. Ms. Nelson, is that true or false?
False.
Okay. The next allegation states that you violate the Arizona Condition Supervision Number 4 as demonstrated by your failure to enroll in programming at B-Way on or about July 11, 2018 as directed. Is that true or false, Ms. Nelson?
False.
All right. When did you say that both of those allegations are false? I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, for some additional information. Mr. Turner.
I want to turn it through.
Allegation number 1. On 6/28/2018, offender Nelson Albina, ADC number 234559, submitted to an oral swab during an office visit. The oral swab submitted on 6/28/2018 subsequently tested positive for methamphetamines per the task LCMS lab report dated 7/23/2018. Allegation number 2. On 7/10/2018, offender Nelson Albina, ADC number 234559, reported in person to the parole SMI unit at 801 South 16th Street, number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034, as directed. The offender was staffed by CCO Escarzaga and PS Fleshman due to a positive oral swab for methamphetamines per the test GCMS lab results dated 7/5/2018. The offender self-admitted to using methamphetamines after she was released from prison and stated she hasn't, and stated she hasn't continued to use illicit drugs. The offender was referred and approved to reside at the B-Ray Residential Community Behavior Modification 90-day program located at 7114 North 66th Drive, Glendale, Arizona, 85301. On 7/10/2018, Ryan Sturgeon set up transportation for the offender to be picked up from 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034, and taken to V-Break. On 7/10/2018, CCO Escarzaga received an email from Ryan Sturgeon stating the offender had arrived to V-Break, however refused to complete the intake and stated, "I am afraid of black people," and walked off the property. The offender failed to successfully enroll and complete the program as directed by her assigned parole officer. Follow-up to number 2, on 7/12/2018, the offender reported back to the SMI parole office and was staffed with PS Fleshman. The offender indicated she walked away from B-Way Happer House due to the black staff members at B-Way threatening to beat her up and take her money. PS Fleshman again asked to make sure if it was clear what the offender was indicating. The offender again stated that she was threatened by the black people at B-Way who indicated they were going to fight her and take her money. P.S. Fleshman asked if it was the other residents at B-Ray. At the offender stated it was the staff members. The offender stated she just wanted to go back to CAS shelter. The offender was explaining she was sent to B-Ray due to using methamphetamine and for programming that they would provide. The offender indicated she did not want to go back to B-Ray.
Okay, Ms. Nelson, what's not true about that?
I didn't want to go back to child shelter. I had no place to go, so I went back to my parole officer at 16th Street and I had no place to live. I just turned myself in and told her just to take me back to prison and I'll finish my parole off there because everybody was, where all the halfway house I went to, they were arguing with me and threatening me to beat me up and take my money and my hygiene.
Okay, so
I turned myself in.
So Ms. Nelson, you have a release date of October 23rd of 2018, which is about a month and a half away. So, did you just want to kill your numbers or you wouldn't be on parole or community supervision when you released? Is that what you said when you turned yourself in or what?
On October 23rd, 18, what happened?
On October 23rd, you'll be released and you'll be off parole and you won't be on any community supervision. What I asked you said that you turned yourself in, you just wanted to be sent back to prison due to time. I was asking if you wanted to kill your number and just get released on October 23rd.
Yes, I want to kill my number and get released on October 23rd.
Okay. All right, Ms. Nelson. Based on the information contained in warrant number 2018-W2004, based on talking to Ms. Nelson as well as the parole officer, Mr. Turner, I am going to find that Ms. Turner violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, that she was delinquent and had was probably about to lapse into the criminal waste and company, and I'm probably going to move to revoke her community supervision on those bases, as Ms. Nelson says that she wanted to kill her number, and she will be released on October 23rd of this year.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ms. Nelson?
Yes.
Okay, the board to revoke her community supervision. You will be released on October 23rd of this year. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, okay?
The parole? What happened to the parole?
Your parole has been revoked. You will be released on October 23rd of this year. It's about a month and a half away from now. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You will have killed your number as of October 23rd this year, okay?
Oh, yes, that'd be fine.
Okay, that's when we conclude the hearing at this time. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.